Bisquick, Bisquick, Bisquick days are here today. Waffles, pancakes made this way. Make your husband wear a smile. Save your time and steps a mile.
Betty and Bob are on the air. How would you like to save $2.25 on a hand-cut $2.50 Ruck crystal syrup pitcher? If you would, go to your grocer, buy two packages of Bisquick, either large or small size, get a sales slip or receipt from him showing this purchase. Then send this, together with your name and address, and 25 cents to Betty and Bob, Minneapolis, Minnesota. This wonderful syrup pitcher carries a certified value of $2.50, bears a money-back guarantee, and its design is approved by that distinguished authority, Mrs. James C. Rogerson, former president of the American Institute of Decorators and president now of the noted Auden Studios, Park Avenue, New York. This offer is made solely to induce you to try the failure-proof Bisquick principle of making waffles and pancakes. This way is 83 75/100% faster, saves you 46 steps, and costs less than 0.5 cent more per batch than the way you now follow. It brings you crispest toast, golden brown waffles that are more tender than any you've ever known before in your home. And it brings at last pancakes with the lightness and flavor of the real, old-time, homemade pancakes. Both statements are guaranteed by the famous Bisquick Guarantee. You will find Bisquick failure-proof, and you will say it gives you better results, or you can have back the money you paid for it. If you don't want to buy two packages at once, why not buy one to try? That's the best way I know of to get you to buy the other package. Save both sales slips to send in. Now, this offer closes midnight, December the 16th, but act early so as to receive your $2.50 syrup pitcher without delay. The offer is good only in the continental limits of the United States. At the end of this program, Betty Crocker will explain why Bisquick acts so differently, gives so much better results. Listen for her. Now Betty and Bob and their baby in Hollywood. And Bob goes on a yachting party in which the glamorous, scheming Tanya Nodova is the honored guest because Betty insisted he must go. She told Sam Gratz, however, that seeing a little too much of a person ends that person's glamour. Gossip in the newspaper columns about Bob and Nodova, and more worry in Betty's heart than she will admit is there. And now, back at the studio with Betty. Another scene is being made with Betty's baby as center of all interest. Betty waits on the sidelines, and here comes Ella Powers, assigned by the studio office to act as Betty's guide. Listen.
Way over there, Tony. All set. Everybody off the set. Actors on the line. Lights.
Betty.
Quiet.
I mean, Miss Drake.
Shh. They're starting the scene.
Oh. Well, then, Mrs. Drake.
I wish you'd let it be Betty, Miss Powers.
Hardly. But, I mean, after all, you don't know me, and me bouncing up and saying, Betty, just like that?
I've heard a lot of things since we've been here at the studio. Especially, I've heard a lot about Ella Powers. And everyone from the director to the littlest extra girl calls you just Ella.
Oh, when you see in Hollywood, I mean, in the studio, people sort of get to feeling like friends. But, I mean,
they make me envy them, Ella.
You envy them? Well, you mean the gang around here?
Because they are friends. Because everybody knows everybody else, and they all talk and laugh and enjoy themselves between scenes. And I don't know anybody except the director. I feel very much an outsider.
Oh, but really now...
That's what I am, of course. I'm in Hollywood, but not of it. I don't suppose I ever will feel as if I really belonged here. The things they talk about, the way they talk, it's all strange to me. Probably always will be strange.
But you like it, don't you? I mean, it must be fun seeing how they make movies.
And seeing our young son so important. I can't help being pretty conceited about him.
Tell you a secret, Betty. I mean, Mrs. Drake.
You mean Betty, Ella.
Well, Betty, I tell you a secret. That baby's the most important thing at the moment to a lot of people.
You mean in there on the soundstage?
I mean in the front office.
The front office? Oh, Mr. Marcus's office, you mean?
The one and only Marcus of his kind. Yes, Betty. He's seen some more rushes on scenes with the baby in him. And I probably shouldn't tell you, but I'm going to. Betty, Marcus gave orders to rewrite the story so the baby's in about twice as many scenes as he was supposed to be.
Oh!
And that's not all, either. He told me he's already after stories for three more pictures with the baby in them all.
Three more pictures?
But Ella, the baby's contract only has a few weeks to go. Before you and Mr. Drake can cancel the contract if you want to and go on back home. I know. But Marcus doesn't want you to cancel the contract, Betty. He figures that baby's worth $1 million in the next year or more. Says the baby's a better audience bet than Baby Leroy, even. I'm telling tales out of school, but I had an idea you'd feel good about hearing it.
I do. It makes me very proud, Ella. I haven't got anything to do with it, really,
except that he's your baby. That's all you've got to do with it. Why, Betty, there's 1 million mothers would jump with joy if their baby got a chance like this.
Well, I suppose so, Ella. I'm glad and happy and proud to think they picked our baby.
And you should be, Betty. You should be. Why, that little fellow in there, he's going to get star billing in this picture. Marcus just decided on that. Think of it, Betty. Baby Drake featured over the two leads, and they're stars. Why, it's colossal. I mean, it's sensational. I mean, it's marvelous, and I think you ought to be just the happiest mother in the world.
Mind if I interrupt for a minute, Ella?
Oh, Sam, walk right up behind me.
You kind of thought you were so busy telling Mrs. Drake all about the movies you couldn't notice me. Anyhow, I'm here and being here.
Oh, Mrs. Drake, please.
Oh, the director, Betty. Yes, I know. What is it, Mr. Sanders?
I need you on the soundstage, Mrs. Drake. Baby doesn't seem on to laugh. Just won't laugh. Tried everything I could think of. We all did. Made faces, made noise, waved things. No good. The baby just won't laugh. Maybe you can get him to laugh.
Well, I can try, Mr. Sanders. I don't know, though. If the baby doesn't feel like laughing, he usually won't.
He's got to laugh. We've got to have a good big laugh for the close-up. We can't keep the whole company standing around just because that baby doesn't feel like laughing.
But, Mr. Sanders...
Excuse me, Mrs. Drake. Sanders, just a second.
Now listen, Sam, I'm busy. I've got the whole company in there waiting.
Let him wait, and you wait too.
But, Sam, I'm making the picture.
You're telling me? I'm telling you, Sanders. Orders from Marcus. Give the baby all the time at once. Don't let me hear any more reports on you talking to Mrs. Drake the way you just did.
But I just told her that...
See, maybe can you think, Sanders? Mr. and Mrs. Drake can cancel their contract and walk out and take the baby with them in just about a month if we don't make him want to stay. So you got orders. Do everything to make Mrs. Drake happy and the same for the baby.
But the expense, Sam, the expense, stolen scene.
So who pays? Do you? Do I? We do not. Marcus pays. And Marcus don't care what he pays so long as Mr. and Mrs. Drake don't take their baby out of the movies.
Oh, I see, Sam. I see.
Such fine eyesight. I write you a blueprint so now you can see. Huh. Go tell Mrs. Drake you ain't meaning to bother her, and if the baby don't want to laugh, he don't have to.
We've got to have the baby laughing for a close-up.
So what for have we got writers? Write it a new scene where the baby should cry in the close-up. What difference...
I get you, Sam. I get you. All right. I'll remember. Oh, Mrs. Drake, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be so abrupt. Whatever the baby wants to do, that's all right. We can wait.
So Marcus sent you on the same job, eh, Sam?
Job? Job? What job, Ella?
You know, orders to me, orders to you, too. Make the Drakes want to stay in Hollywood. Keep anybody from bothering Betty or her husband.
Fine job, fine. Then we got...
None of us.
Yes, none of us. You know where at is Bob Drake today? Out on the yacht. You know who's the honor guest on the yacht? I give you one guess.
I don't have to guess, Sam. It's in the afternoon paper in Briggs Mitchell's column.
What? Again? Again he's got...
Again Mitchell's got Bob Drake and Nadava tied together in a line in his column, yes. Here, take a look. Right there, Sam. Read that little masterpiece.
Nothing so romantic as a cruise on a yacht. Nobody's so clever at arranging romance as the glamorous Tanya Nadava. Nobody just now as interesting as leading man in the romance, at least to Nadava, as the young man who got a job in Hollywood because his baby was wanted in a picture.
Finish it. Read the rest of the line before you tear up the paper, Sam. Read the rest of it.
Did Nadava go to sea today on a yacht? She did. Was the young man on the same yacht? He was. Was the young man's wife alone? She was not. We wonder, don't you? I doubt someday somebody's going to fix Mitchell so he don't write anymore. Someday I'll fix...
You can't fix him and you know it, Sam. Neither can anybody else. He's going to keep that thing going in his column.
Ella, did she see it, Mrs. Drake? Did she read this?
I don't know, Sam. I thought when I first started talking to her, she had something on her mind. She didn't say anything, though. She probably wouldn't.
She's a nice girl. She's such a nice girl.
She shouldn't have to put up with stuff like that in the papers, right. But she can't stop it.
So who can stop it? So who can? Bob Drake, that's who. If he wants to stop it, if it ain't maybe the truth.
Sam, that scares me. That scares me to death. If it is the truth, if Nadava can make a fool out of a nice young fellow like Bob Drake...
Smarter men than him, she's made such fools of the whole town left. Men that know Hollywood. And what does he know about Hollywood? Nothing. Nothing.
He thinks he knows a lot about Hollywood, Sam.
She tells him so, maybe.
She not only tells him, she's got the director on her picture helping approve it.
What?
Remember your high blood pressure, Sam, and don't yell.
I want to know. I got to know.
I'm telling you, that director. You know, she's got an offer to sign with Julian Strauss for 3 pictures after she gets through here.
So she can sign and I don't cry? She's too much trouble. trouble. I don't care if she does make money for us.
She's getting set to sign with Union sooner she's through here. That director wants a job with Union, too. Not if it can get it for him. But she don't do anything for nothing. So she's making the director tell Bob Drake his ideas are swell. He's already a big help at cutting costs on the picture. Well, she's even got the director putting in a scene Bob Drake suggested.
It ain't going to be such a thing I don't stand for. Listen. Ella, I'll stop that.
You can't. Make a row about it, and what happens? She quits work, and the picture costs us double. Talk to Bob Drake about it. Tell him they're fooling him. He might learn to be worth money in pictures, but not this fast. What's he going to say? Probably say you're simply afraid he'll get a good enough job so he can afford to cancel the baby's contract and walk out on us.
He can't walk out. He can't. He got a contract.
Sure. With a month to go. After that... Listen, Sam. Don't think news about that baby isn't getting around. It is. And Julian Strauss would like to have a baby star for a couple of pictures. And don't forget it. And that yacht trip. That's Julian Strauss's yacht they're on. Now you got it. Not of a maybe kidding Bob Drake, but he'll never believe she is if Julian Strauss gives him a job.
Not of a. In everything, it's not of a. That woman, gray hairs I got already because of her. Now I'm getting double gray hairs. Not of a.
Shut up, Sam. Here comes Betty. Listen, one thing's certain. If this not of a thing keeps going very long, she'll insist on leaving Hollywood. Betty, I mean. She'll insist on canceling the baby's contract.
Ellen, Mr. Grant.
Yes, Mrs. Drake. We was just talking.
Yes, Betty, just talking, just kind of, well, you know, talking about how swell it is, about how good the baby is in the picture and all that.
I got something special to tell you, Mrs. Drake. From now on, you got the studio car for 24 hours a day every day. Mr. Marcus says so. So you can take the baby for nice rides in the country when they ain't making the picture, so you and your husband can...
Mr. Grant.
Sam, it's a page from the front office. Hey, son, here's Sam Gratt. Here he is.
Oh, Mr. Gratt, Mr. Marcus says he wants you in the front office right away. We got news. We just got a wireless, Mr. Gratt. Nadova. Tanya Nadova. She's out on a yacht. And
my husband's on the yacht, too. My husband.
The yacht got caught in a hurricane.
Oh!
Sent an SOS. Said the yacht was drifting out of control. Propeller broken or something. Then the SOS was cut off. Radio must have failed. That was 2 hours ago. Coast Guard cutter just wirelessed it to land. They got Coast Guard boats out trying to find the yacht now. But the storm's still so bad they can't get through. They can't find the yacht. They can't find any...
Bob!
Sam, catch her. Catch her, she's going to faint.
Bob's on the yacht. I made him go on the yacht now. Bob!
Terror and tragedy now. Bob may be in terrible danger. Is lost at sea aboard the drifting yacht. Listen for Betty and news about Bob on the air tomorrow. And now I present Betty Crocker.
Hello, everybody. I'm sure that every woman who listens to this program must realize that we aren't offering a $2.50 rock crystal syrup pitcher for a sales slip showing the purchase of 2 packages of Bisquick and 25 cents, just simply to get you to put 2 packages of Bisquick on your pantry shelf. Obviously, that in itself wouldn't repay us for the time and expense that we've gone to in making this offer. There's a reason why we can afford to make such a generous offer. Simply because we know that once you discover the Bisquick principle of making waffles and pancakes, not only will you never again go back to the old way, but you'll make waffles and pancakes much more frequently than you do today. And, incidentally, you'll buy much more Bisquick than you do today. For I promise that you'll get waffles that you yourself will admit are crisper, tenderer, and more delicious than any you've ever made before. I also promise you that you'll get pancakes with the lightness and flavor of real old-time handmade pancakes. Now, there's a reason for this, too. In fact, several reasons. One of which is that Bisquick is scientifically designed to make better waffles and pancakes. Another is that it's absolutely free from fillers made from cheap grains. Gold medal kitchen-tested flour is the only kind of flour used in making Bisquick. But specifically, the reason why you get the lightness, the tenderness in both waffles and pancakes is because of the new type leavening agent used in Bisquick. This acts much slower, more uniformly, more evenly. It banishes the trouble of large bubbles. It permits more even cooking. You get small bubble pancakes. Pancakes and waffles lighter, more delicious, more tender than you've ever before had in your home. You just try it and see. And that's all for today. Goodbye and thank you.
Bisquick days are here to stay. Boom, boom, boom. Waffles, pancakes made this way. Boom, boom, boom. Make your husband wear a smile. Save your time and steps a mile. Bisquick days are here to stay.
Boom, boom, boom.
Waffles, pancakes made this way.
Boom, boom, boom.
Make your husband wear a smile. Save your time and steps a mile. Bisquick days are here to stay. Boom, boom, boom.
Listen tomorrow to hear more about Betty and Bob. This is David Owen saying goodbye for General Mills, makers of Bisquick, and millers of gold medal kitchen-tested flour.